You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have Mr. DC Maxwell here to talk about his latest track, Funeral Suit, which is the third single to his second record, The Singer, which is dropping on May 22nd. Good morning to you. Daniel, DC, what do you prefer?
Oh, good morning, Zach. Kia ora. You can call me DC. Let's just keep it simple for people and keep the kind of promotional drops of my artist name.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's not drop any government names.
I'm trembling with fear at being made the spokesperson for the like New Zealand to Melbourne exodus. Like, it's a lot of responsibility.
When did you make the jump?
I've been here almost 2 years now, so like about 18 months or so.
All right. Was that because of the economic misfortunes of New Zealand, or was it because you just wanted to go to Melbourne, friends, family, more music opportunities, so on and so forth?
I don't know. A bit of both. I mean, like, being a musician, there's a lot more opportunity over here. Mm. Like, I definitely play a lot more gigs here than I could have afforded to in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, kind of part of giving music a red-hot crack was doing it in a bigger place. Yeah.
True.
It's also nice to not pay your tax dollars to the government.
I mean,
the Australian government's not much better, but it's just small wins.
Yeah, small W's. And at least with Australia, you kind of know it's still got a ways to go. But with New Zealand, it's like we've pulled ourselves ahead in so many different ways in human rights. And just to see this government just kind of trample all on that is pretty unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Also, for the beautiful listeners of Radio 1, I slept through the start time and I've woke up 5 minutes ago. So
looking
I'm
gorgeous.
Sorry.
You're looking gorgeous, darling.
Thank you, Jack.
I do love those rimless glasses you're wearing. They're very steezy.
Yeah, a rare occurrence. I'm usually wearing contact lenses when I play and perform because I sweat profusely. So this is a rare treat you're getting.
Oh, it's a Radio 1 exclusive, folks.
Yeah, well, actually, a Zach exclusive, because radio people are not seeing anything.
No, this is true. My eyes are blessed right now. Now, you're a self-professed last living song and dance man. What happened to the rest of them?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's just sort of it's like kind of like a provoking statement to get people riled up and angry. Mm. God, an Australian radio DJ was like playing our song the other day, and they said, yeah, he's a New Zealand artist who says he's the last Australian song and dance person. And then song and dance man. And I was like, oh God, that is going to fucking piss people off. this idea of this New Zealander coming over and claiming that he's the only person in all of Australia that can sing and dance.
You gotta keep that inter-country rivalry alive somehow, right?
Yeah, except it's a one-way rivalry because Australians don't give a shit.
No, they really don't. I was actually talking to a friend of mine about this a few months ago. I asked, you know, in your conversations with Australians, do they look down upon us because of our government making all these horrible choices? And he said Australians don't really consider us all that often. They look at us kind of like ornaments, like furniture.
Yeah, we're like that Mad Men meme. In the elevator, where Don Draper's like, I don't think of you at all, man. Unfortunately.
It's absolutely brutal.
But I think of New Zealand a lot, the beautiful heartland.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful fartland, more like. The new track called Funeral Suit is out. What is your ideal funeral suit going to be? Is it the one you wore in the video with the very billowy shirt?
Probably. Thank you. Mm. I mean, like at this current stage of my life, I wouldn't. But then also, you got to consider: do you want to be buried in your best suit that you're never going to wear again, and then, or would you want to pass that on to someone who wears that and then thinks of you?
This is
a
good point.
That is a nice suit, though. That's I will say. The funny thing about that video is, we rocked up to shoot it, and I had this really nice shirt that I'd bought. That I wanted to wear for it, and I took it to the dry cleaner, and then when I took it out of the dry cleaner wrapper, all of the buttons were gone. Like somehow the dry cleaner had cleaved off all of the buttons.
Oh,
so we were like, oh shit.
And so how do you tie it together?
with a lot of safety pins. But then if you watch the video, I'm like moving around quite vigorously and the safety pins were coming loose. So I was like puncturing my chest and like poking my hands. Anyway.
Mm, great art takes pain, doesn't it?
That's what they tell
sacrifice.
Me.
Take sacrifice.
Yeah.
Is the shirt in an okay, it's like state now, or is it relatively munted from being riddled with safety pins?
No, I think it's okay. Okay, and I got more buttons. I just got to pick myself up to do some sewing. Yeah.
Before we touch on the theme, the lyrical themes of the song, I want to touch on the video for a second. As you mentioned, it's shot in like a sort of industrial warehouse vibe area, and in the video you're surrounded by black hooded cultists who are sort of trying to not have their way with you, but they're definitely smothering you with their hands quite a lot. It gets pretty freaky. Eyes Wide Shut seems like it was a obvious visual reference, and I think you referenced that in the press release. Is that a favorite film of yours?
I like Eyes Wide Shut. I think when I think about music videos, I kind of like to start with some like visual references, and that's definitely one for that video. I guess the idea was that these weird cultists are like summoning a performer or a rocker from the depths of wherever he resides.
They're summoning the last song and dance man.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really fun. We did that like it's an absolute no budget video. Like everyone in there is just like completely roped in, and we made the robes ourselves, including like the person that we got to sew the robes sewed them the wrong way around, and then so I had to spend like the fucking like an hours into the deep night the night before sewing the robes the correct way. God, I've talked a lot about sewing on this interview. I feel like I'm not a big sewer, but yeah, I know my way around a needle and thread, and I love the opportunity to flex on that on radio.
Well, I guess the song is also called Funeral Suit, so there is going to be a bit of garment chat, right? That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, that's right. And if Sam Neill's listening, I know he's a Radio 1 head. He knows his way around a needle and thread. He makes his own suits as well. So
really?
This one's for you, Sam. Yeah, apparently.
Massive ups to Sam. You know the film Armageddon that he's in where he's a space guy? He's an astronaut.
Yeah,
it's set in like 2040, and he's an Australian astronaut. And because it was set in the future, and because he thought Australia would be really cool by then, his like astronaut patch, his like flag patch on his astronaut suit, has the Indigenous flag inside the Australian flag, replacing the Union Jack. It's a bit of movie lore for you there, because he's such a gem. And that was one of his requests. Anyway, the song Funeral Suit, it's sort of about using love to conquer fear. It's about trying to resist the temptation of hopelessness and anxiety and giving into depression, and using love as sort of a weapon to do so. When did you sort of realize that love was that for you?
Oh, Zach, that's such a beautiful question. I mean, it's hard to talk about this without you drifting into like
some death chats.
But I think that's part of like the world we live in right now, is that like it's really easy to talk about hopelessness and cynicism, and it's like it's accepted that that's an okay thing to talk about. But then to talk about like hope and love for one another is kind of like awkward and like it's difficult. But I mean, I found like there was this weird kind of disparity between like love songs and not really kind of turning away from or ignoring the big elephant in the room that was the world feels like it's about to end, like especially right now. And it's like it's crazy out there. And it's weird for something that is like so focused on the human experience of like romance and love to like kind of ignore that. So I wanted to write a song that kind of was more like reflective of what I think about when I think about love,
and that's
which is like fear and
yeah. Well, I mean, if you have love, you have something to lose, I guess. I do love that. I don't want to use the term radical because I feel that term is overused, but it is kind of a radical reinvention of a love song. And you mentioned that you didn't want to make sort of a soppy or light or fluffy kind of love song. But do you think these are mutually exclusive, being able to write a sort of fluffy, soppy love track, but also one that uses love as a tool against the woes of the world and oneself?
Do I think that those two things can't go together?
Yeah, mutually exclusive.
Or yet to be seen, maybe. I'm not sure. I think there's definitely a place in the world for a soppy, beautiful love song. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think I want to be the one to write it.
Fair enough. Fair enough, man. I guess one of the big influences on here in terms of woes was the fear of death, which seems to be, you know, creeping into a lot of people's subconsciouses, but especially, you know, just as you get on, I guess that comes more of a factor. I definitely think about it a lot more than I used to 5 years ago. And I want to know, is that going to be like a prominent theme on your new record, The Singer, which is coming out in May?
Yeah, well, like, I guess it's nice to be able to talk about this as that. Before I could just pretend that this thing wasn't happening. But yeah, The Singer as an album, I think, is really inspired by like death in my life. And
my life.
Yeah. And kind of considering like what the point of singing and dancing is in a world like that. Yeah.
And what was the sort of part of the conclusion you came to with that? Is that it's just like,
well,
all you have?
Just have to listen to the album. I mean, I just think like, you know, there is, I mean, songs make a difference and it is worthwhile putting them out there. And I'm not saying that just for myself, but for everyone that like makes music and everyone in my life that has made music in the past, whether they be living or dead, I wanted to like make a statement that shows like that work was worth it.
Hell yeah. It's also, I guess, your third single, and you're pretty deep into promotional season right now, posting some pretty funny stuff on your Instagram. I really appreciated that the most recent reel for the Frangia Fest. That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Cool. And how do you get with promotional season and promoting yourself all the time as a musician? You do a very good job of it.
I wish I didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to do it, but I have to do it, so I just do it. It's like, it's definitely like a completely different part of my brain than the one that is sensitive and connected to my emotions and write songs. But, you know, I do some pretty crazy stuff online to promote things, but like, it's all in service of the song at the end of the day, I think.
Yeah. Another highlight reel is that one you did with Greco Romanc a few years ago. That one was hilarious. But,
oh, right. Thank you.
That's really funny. But thank you for coming on the program this morning and lending me your early morning. I know it's probably 8 a.m. over in Nam, so I really appreciate that. Do you have
thank
any,
you, Zach.
Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions for our lovely listeners?
I would say don't rock and roll is a good thing to do. Go out to shows, support your local bands. Like, it's as a New Zealand musician living overseas that really wants to come back, it's kind of scary to consider. Like, I would just say, like, New Zealand punters, go out and support your local bands. Like, that's really important right now. Yeah. I know it's like cost of living is really tough, but New Zealand art is the best in the world.
Yeah,
so
hell yeah. And also it's a cyclical thing. If you don't go out to support these people, there's gonna be less of them. And then you go into and then you don't go out to support them and there's less of them, and it just kind of feeds itself. You gotta, you know, put some cool heart out there.
Totally. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you for having me and dealing with my tired ass. Thank you, Zach.
My pleasure. Thank you. All right, folks. That was DC Maxwell. We're talking to DC Maxwell about their new track, Funeral Suit, which we'll play for you right now. You're listening to The One. Joining me at 10:30, we'll have OUSA Execs Finance and Strategy Officer Troy Gibbons for Meet Your Makers. Anyway, here's DC Maxwell. See you soon.
For fun, so I'll be ready when it comes.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.